on you, that stuff, mate.
Yeah, but how many after?
Just give me 3 megabytes.
Digital narcotics.
It's downloadable straight to your computer. I'm Benjamin James, Tobias Collingwood. Listeners at home, get ready to bow down to the master of the malevolent, the magnificently maniacal, his majesty of misanthropy himself, Daniel Dando Howarth. Hiya, mate.
Yeah, mate, how do? Again, cheers for the welcome. It's always nice to be pretty much called a cunt.
every week it's going to happen. So what have you been up to other than coming to see me in sunny Prestown last weekend?
Not a lot. Just been working as per usual. Enjoying the new Mac I bought from you. It's pretty sweet. Other than that,
Dando's joined the Mac generation, haven't you?
Yeah, finally got round to it. It's long overdue. What about yourself? You been up to much?
No. Just lectures and bit of work and going out for meals. I've become very cultured in my 21 years.
I'm going to say you've started drinking wine now, haven't you?
Yeah.
How are you finding it?
I love it. I absolutely love it. It started off as being a thing that my mum always used to go at meal times, would you like a glass of wine? Even from about 13. And one day I was like, yeah, mum. Yeah, I would love a glass of wine, and then proceeded to sip it like this is disgusting for the entirety of the meal. Just to try and prove a point. And now I actually really like it.
Yeah, it takes some getting used to. I remember when your mum used to give me plenty of wine when I was younger, but...
What is that? Why is it with our parents, it's just, have a beer, drink this?
I think they were trying to get us prepared for, like, a sexual assault later on in the evening. Well, mine were, anyway.
So, have you got any new stories for us? Anything interesting?
I've been reading the news at work as per usual, and I've come across an article where the top 10 songs that have been banned from funerals at the deceased request, coming in at number one, Burn Baby Burn.
I presume Disco Inferno makes the list.
Disco Inferno, Fire in the Disco, bit of Electric Six, can't go wrong.
Oh, I love that song, So given that we've got those, what would be your funeral, given that you got to plan it yourself?
My funeral?
Yeah.
That's quite easy, actually. I've thought long and hard about this one. I'd have the actual funeral itself, I'd have a closed casket. And when people went to go and open the casket, they'd realise that I wasn't inside until they switched the ceiling fan on and my lifeless naked corpse starts spinning around the room to the soundtrack of Space Jam.
Like it. I think my actual funeral itself would be quite boring. It'd just be the standard, whatever they want. Yeah, everyone's crying. Obviously, it's me. Until the point, like, where in, say, 100 years, archaeologists come to excavate these graves to try and get some sort of anthropomorphical study on the graves of the deceased. My grave is spring-loaded, so the remains go everywhere. I was also thinking about every, like, close member of the family that I bury. I'm actually going to compulsorily put in a copy of both Twilight, all of them, and 50 Shades of Grey, so the archaeologists think there's some sort of cult and we really, like, revere these texts as some sort of ancient scrolls, you know what I mean? Like
sparkly faggots.
Yeah.
Who seduce young children. Yeah.
They're just like, this is the new Bible. I just really like the thought of just fucking with, like, archaeologists in the future.
I'd like to be buried, like, with loads of tiny animals inside me. So it looks like I was birthing, like, some fucking weird creature. I'd love that.
Yeah, so they actually think, oh my god, we found a new species of human. And actually, no, there's just a note inscribed on one of your bones saying, yeah, just fucking with you guys.
Welcome to the funeral of Barry Lockhill, a man that achieved much in his life. He was a builder, a good husband, and an amazing father. His son, whom he was very proud, found fame at a young age as a radio DJ. He will be delivering the eulogy today.
Thank you, Father. Thank you.
Hello and welcome to Barry's funeral. We are coming at you off the airwaves on 182.5 FM. What's your thoughts on Barry? That's great! Oh, you must have loved him so much. He was a great dad. Absolutely brilliant. Let's put a donk on this motherfucker. Yeah, you love that donk. Boom! Yeah, he used to take me out on the backyard, play catch and stuff. Positive! We're all positive about Barry. Boom! Yeah, I'm really sad about this, but I can't show it because I'm a radio DJ. Anyway, this song's from Escher. Boom!
Another news story now, and I think this is a case of someone going, you're so cute, I could eat you up, and then taking that phrase far too literally.
Just like punching it over someone's house too far. It's way over the line.
There's a news report on the BBC website here about a New York policeman in cannibal plot is the headline. Basically, there's a man from Queens who was in charge of walking the streets around the Manhattan Island, and the FBI seized his computer to find plots with some interlocutor, so they don't give the name of, I don't know if they know who he is, basically with plots and photographs of over 100 women that they were planning to kidnap and eat, which is nice.
Yeah, it's brilliant. It's a lovely, lovely experience for them, I'm sure.
What's going on there then, Dando? What do you think? What's your thoughts?
Well, I think I better wipe my computer pretty sharpish.
Yeah, well,
first of all.
I'm just glad the law enforcement isn't that good in this country, because if we had an FBI, I think my internet service history would be quite clean right now.
Which just makes you think I'm stupid of these people to actually leave it on there to wind up getting caught. I mean, it's not like a general like Google search, like how to saute a woman's legs, like how to prepare an arm.
Yeah.
If someone's searching that and you've got an FBI agency, then you must be a bit of a tit not to like wipe it or do it safely. I think I've got a bit off topic here, actually. let's go back to the fact that he wants to eat women.
Right. Well, I've just done a quick Google search for how to cook human, and there is there's a site called the Cannibal Cookbook.
Don't get ideas.
There's an actual post of what you'll need is ingredients. 1.5 pounds of your mate or human steak.
Oh my god.
Where to take it from, and if you need further advice on how to butcher a human being, please refer to this link.
The thing is it's
done so nonchalantly. It's like 2 tablespoons of vinegar oil, 1 medium onion, quartered, sliced thinly, maybe a piece of human shoulder, the tender part. Like, what
the fuck? That's weird. Do you think you could make like some sort of dessert out of a human? Thinking about it a bit too deeply. Like, we have like black pudding. Oh, that's breakfast, yeah. I've never eaten that. I don't understand how someone could eat blood.
What do you mean?
Black pudding is just dried blood. Yeah, no, it's quite blood.
Why not?
It's what?
Why not? I don't understand why you can't eat dried blood.
Well, It's just weird. It's like, well, I just find that the concept of it weird. It's like it's dried blood. It's not like it's meat. It's not like.
Yeah, well, I was at a Korean place last night in Manchester, and the delicacy and the special of the day was pig intestine.
Pig intestine.
Yeah, and they were eating that shit up. I mean, Dando, I like didn't realise for a while, but then I looked at this guy who was just leaving, and I suddenly realised that after he'd left, I was the only white guy there. That were it. There was only me.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you go with Megan?
Yeah, Dando's got this thing of calling my girlfriend Megan. She's not called Megan.
She should be called Megan.
No, yeah, I went with her and her sister. So I was literally the only white guy there.
But yeah, do you know what the Chinese actually call it? Was a racial slur?
What?
I know what the translation is. It's the white devil or the white ghost or something.
Oh, wow. So a slur against white people?
Yeah.
I have no idea, but I quite like them all.
Yeah, me too. I
embrace them.
You are?
I embrace them.
Embrace them. Oh, yeah. I've no prejudice against any race other than fat people. If they ever become a race, I will be the Hitler of their time. I'll get them out with an iron fist.
Nice one, Dando. Nice. Did you know that people die every day from illnesses that you've never even heard of? In countries such as the Isle of the United Republic of Uzbekistan, Stan.
You've never even heard of that country, have you, you selfish folk?
Death, destruction, and fatalities.
What the depressing words.
Death by dysentery.
Yeah, and that still exists.
But you can help.
Optimistic music now.
If you just give $2.99 on a duo quinquentensimal annual basis, all this can stop.
That's only 52 payments a year, you tight fuckers.
Back to depressing music now.
Yeah, depressing music.
Together. We can stop death dead.
Cool tagline.
So, welcome back to Digital Narcotics. We're on the Lazy Station tonight, coming at you over the airwaves. Our next news story is the presidential elections. And a few people have commented that they don't know a reason why we're talking about the presidential elections in this country, as it doesn't affect us. Well, to those people, I want to say, you shouldn't take an interest in it. You should go inside and play with your toys and let the adults speak about things of our time that are of importance, you insufferable asshats. So... the presidential elections, Dando, who's your money on?
I really want Obama to win. I just think Romney looks like a tit and he sounds like a tit as well.
We've got a lot
in common.
Yeah.
But
I
really don't want him to win. I just think he's an arsehat, as you said.
Yeah. We're using the American word arsehat that I only learned the other day because I think it's funny. Because I just like the view of someone wearing an arse as a hat.
I think it describes him very well. And I just hate him. He's like someone I really want to pull out of a car and grab for a photo and kick the shit out of.
Wise words there from Daniel Howard. Yeah, I know what you mean. He does. We've said before that he does look like he's been bred in an underground laboratory for presidents. It's like they've got like a factory line of Mitt Romney's.
His skin looks like a melting scrotum. I don't think there's anything like... Who would want to look like that?
Yeah, well, I think people are commenting about Obama's like policies and stuff like that. Like, oh, I couldn't support a president. Oh no, it's that was more interesting. You know, that guy who owns all the hotels, can't remember what he's called, was asking for his passport and his all his passport details, and he was like, "I'll give £5 million to whoever." Not whoever, but if Obama gives us the passport details.
Was it his bank account details? Or
no, it's not his
bank passport, wasn't it?
His passport and his records from college, his college applications and stuff like that. And I have more of a concern that you're trying to elect President Mitt Romney, who believes that he's wearing magic underwear. I think that's slightly more worrying than...
What is... What, he believes he's wearing magic underwear?
It's a Mormon belief, he's Mormon, and Mormons believe that they're wearing magic underwear.
I swear the founder, what's the founder of Mormonism called?
Joseph Smith.
I swear Joseph Smith's just playing like a wind-up on all like ignorant and stupid people who believe anything that's not true. I swear he's truly an atheist. There's no way.
He was fraud, wasn't he?
The religion itself almost spells moron.
Yeah, no.
I can't think of any other religion, not even the Pastafarian.
Yeah, well, Pastafarian is
more of a piss take.
Yeah, but Pastafarianism is like an actual piss take. It's like done purposely for a piss take. But I was last night. I was just on the web, in bed with my girlfriend, just on the web looking at things. I was like, it's a big day tomorrow, isn't it? She was like, why? What's going on? I was like, well, have a think about it. It's not in our country. It's a big day, one of these two continents. And I was pointing at, obviously, North and South America. And she went, oh, America. And I was like, yeah, yeah. And she was like, oh, 9/11. I was like... No. She's like, well, it's November, the 9th of November. Oh, no, that's a few days away, isn't it? I was like...
Never mind that the Americans do their months and dates the other way around.
Yeah. So I just face-palmed. It sounded like this. And I was like, no. And then I was like, think about it. Big day for Obama and a guy called Mitt Romney. And they were like, she was like, oh, the presidential elections. She was like... Oh, yeah. That's quite important. Are you voting?
Oh, my God. Yeah, I'm just going to go to the coast, like, screw my vote up on a piece of paper and just throw it and see if someone gets it.
Yeah, I'm just gonna go to America within these 24 hours, become a citizen, vote, come back and go, that was worth it. Even though citizenship takes about... like 5 years to get, but never mind now. Yeah, that's what I'm gonna do. So yeah, she's gonna kill me when she hears this, but I don't care.
Who's Meg? Have you got rid of Meg?
Yeah, as I've said before, Dando refuses to call my girlfriend by her actual name.
Well, I think you refuse to call her by her actual name.
So yeah, why is this just conspiracy and she's actually called Megan? Every time someone tells me a name, I just ignore it.
I'm not, I don't actually call her Meg. I just call her Meg to you.
Yeah.
If she ever calls me on it, I'll call her a dirty liar.
Good day to you, merchant. I have been browsing your wares, and I have a few questions for you.
Go on.
Why do these strange, silky finger gloves only come in packs of three? Surely 10 would be more appropriate.
They're prophylactics, sir.
Prophylactics? Penis sheaths, you mean? I've never heard something so absurd.
You said you had some more questions for me, sir.
Yes. Yes, I do. So, how many guinea pigs would you like for these penis sheaths?
We don't accept guinea pig pelts here, sir. This is Londis.
You don't accept guinea pig pelts, you say? Well, you are our poor merchant, sir, and I think I'd better take my leave.
Not accepting guinea pig pelts does not make us a poor establishment, sir. As much as wearing old clothes does not make you a time traveller.
I challenge you to a duel!
Sir, did you just slap me with 5 condoms?
I was trying my gloves on for size.
Oh, here he is. I've found him. Come on, Greg.
I'm not called Greg. And get away from me, white wizard.
Come on, Greg. Let's get you back to the home.
I will never go back. You will never take me alive. Back to the present.
Are you done now, Greg?
Yeah.
Have you shit yourself, Greg?
Yeah. So, yeah, I think we've conclusively gone through everything that's important ever in this one. I don't think we ever need to do another episode, do you?
No, I don't think we need to. But I think the general public would be really upset if we didn't record some more.
Yeah, I don't. I think they would be happy. I think we would be knighted for the fact that we've stopped doing something which will be a first.
Can you knight a terrorist?
I think we could be classed as terrorists in we're terrifyingly, insanely offensive. In some of the things that we've done in here.
Please, we can try it for the next episode. Let's give it a try, reenacting Die Hard.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it. Have you got anything for us before we go, Dander?
Story-wise? Just a little thing. I just went out for my mum's birthday. And, you know, we've got Movember coming up next week.
Yeah.
I was getting a head start because I'm not the bushiest. People on the frontal lip department. So I had a bit of a little beard going. But I thought, oh, it's my mum's birthday. What better way to celebrate it than shave it into a...
Oh, one of my you didn't. Days.
Yeah, I got a bit of a Hitler going. A little blonde Hitler, true Aryan, apart from the blue eyes. And went to an Italian restaurant as well. And I don't think the Italians could make up their minds on what they thought of my Hitler tash, which, if you think about it, is quite ironic.
They retreated in the face of...
A few of them came back to support me a little bit as well, saying we like what you're doing.
All right, so, yeah, that's quite ironic, that, really, given world history. So we'll have no Italian listeners from now on.
I don't think we'll have any listeners from now on. Just Turner.
Yeah, just Turner. We love you, Turner.
Love you, mate.
If, like James Turner, you wanted to get in contact with us or abuse us or send us hate mail or anything, you can find us on the Facebook page. Just search Digital Narcotics Podcast on there. Or you can find us on Twitter, which is DNPcast. You can email me at digitalnarcotics@icloud.com. Or we also have a Gmail, which is digitalnarcoticspodcast@gmail.com. So there's loads of methods for you to ignore us there, just in case you wanted any of them. All right then, guys, we'll see you next time. Bye.